Many of Rockford's movers and shakers crowded into the Coronado to see eight Illinoisans, including two of their own, receive the state's top honor, the Order of Lincoln. Mayor Tom McNamara was among those who said it was a big deal.
To think that the finest folks in Illinois are going to be recognized right here in Rockford is really special. To add icing to that cake, we have two Rockfordians that are also going to be honored. And so it's just really exciting.
The audience was treated to a procession of Lincoln Academy laureates and officials onto the stage, accompanied by a brand new piece, Shall Long Endure, played by the Rockford Symphony Orchestra and composed for the occasion by its director, Stephen Larson. Lincoln Academy Chancellor Stephanie Pace Marshall welcomed the crowd and set the stage for the ceremony.
Each has been recognized before, and many, many times. But this honor is different. It's different because receiving the Order of Lincoln, our state's highest honor, carries the name and enduring legacy of our greatest president.
Each new laureate was introduced, decorated by Academy President and Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner, and then gave a short speech. Rockford native Emily Bear began by acknowledging her age. The musical prodigy is the youngest laureate ever in the Academy's 54-year history, then gave a rejoinder courtesy of, who else, Lincoln.
Being held to the standard of Lincoln is about as hard as it gets for a 16-year-old. But I can definitely connect with this quote by Mr. Lincoln. It is not the years in your life that count, it is the life in your years.
Bear and the other honorees spoke not so much of their accomplishments as of the others in their lives. Family, friends, and teachers, who they said were really responsible for their presence on the stage. And like Bear, they each cited Lincoln's actions, words, and character as inspiration. It became clear as the night proceeded that Bear and the other honorees all shared another trait, a willingness to use their talents and good fortune to give back to others. Governor Rauner noted that, calling them the best of the best, as he reflected on this, his fourth convocation.
Being up on this platform with these ladies and gentlemen, you feel very, very humble. I'll say that. Very humble.
After his words, the RSO choir and audience joined in a rendition of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, and Chancellor Marshall reminded everyone of the importance of what they had witnessed.
We need these stories and those of our former laureates to show us what we look like when we put we before me. And us before them, and when we embrace the unfinished work of our time and literally call our better angels to walk beside us.
With that, the convocation was ended, but the night wasn't over. There followed a patriotic concert in honor of the late Thomas Johnson, another Rockford native and former chancellor of the Academy. The finale was the world premiere of a piece by and featuring new laureate Emily Bear called And Forever Free, thus ending the Lincoln Academy event as it began and was often during the evening with a uniquely Rockford flavor. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.